Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is up, football fans? Welcome in to this episode of the Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast, Week 10 NFL Bets. 2-2 last week. Gonna just go ahead and move on from that. Been right around that 50% mark. Yeah, you can win if you can stay there, but it's a lot more fun if you can be 3-1, 4-0. I mean, that's where we're trying to be every week. So we got four more this week that we're gonna look at as opportunities to possibly get some money from said bookie of yours. So let's get started. First game we're going to go with is the Green Bay Packers against the Dallas Cowboys. Now, in this one, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take the Green Bay Packers. They've looked like a turd, an absolute turd lately. They have not played good football. The offense looks lost. Aaron Rodgers looks like he's going nuts and or crazy or something. He's been taken over, but the team just cannot really seem to get it together. But well, that said, I'm going to take them at home. I think their defense is still okay. I think they're a good defense, actually, and I think that they're going to give Dak and the boys some trouble, because on the other side of the ball, we have seen that offense can run into some trouble. They don't tend to play as well outdoor, and this is Mike McCarthy, you know, coming back, you know, into Green Bay. I think Aaron is going to probably try to give it everything he's got, and hopefully we'll see what they can do. But at this 4.5 points, this feels like a really good opportunity to get in a game that's not going to be dominated by either team. I don't believe. I imagine a very close game here. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to side with Green Bay. Now, we're going to go ahead and we're going to take some action over on the first game in Munich, Germany, ever in the NFL. We got our boy Tom Brady over there going up against Geno Smith and Pete Carroll-led Seattle Seahawks, who are having a very nice season. I've liked rolling with them in the past. This is a very close number. It's interesting. This number makes me think that there's a lot of folks that believe that Tampa Bay's there, or they're back there, or they're going to find their rhythm and they're going to start winning again. And in this matchup, I'm going to go ahead and believe that. I'm going to go ahead and side with Tom Brady on this -2.5. I just tend to feel like Seattle doesn't always travel that well. It's always been kind of like a little Achilles heel to them. Their last like loss of the season here was when they traveled to New Orleans. Besides that, their other traveling has been on the West Coast. They haven't really come across the country much. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to side with TB putting up a nice game, good game plan against a Seattle team that you could probably see this defense of Tampa Bay's giving them fits. If they can slow down the run and we make this a game, but I think you're getting some rhythm back here with TB. And I think I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to roll with.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
What could be one of the better teams in the NFC by the time it's all said and done? Moving into the third game, but before we do that, I'd like to highlight my friends over at Better Edge. Better Edge is the premier no-fee social betting marketplace. Better Edge allows users to create their own prices and lines for sports betting positions in 45 states that are often better than you can find anywhere else. Use code NERD at sign up to get $20 in your wallet when you verify your account, just for listening to the Buffalo Nerd. visit betteredge.com. That's B-E-T-T-O-R, edge.com. All right, third game up. We're going to go ahead and we're going to take a team that we all watched, or those of us that have the Amazon Prime feed, watched the Houston Texans up against Philadelphia Eagles last week. I'm going to take them against New York Giants this week at +4.5. I think the Houston Texans showed us last week that they can make you work, right? Daniel Jones isn't great at working. Realistically, this New York Giants offense is not full of playmakers right now. I think the Texans are a good enough run defense up front that if they can slow down and they can stay consistent in this game, which is kind of what Lovie preaches and how they build and what they do over there, they're not going to blow your socks off kind of team, right? But I do believe this is a very good opportunity for them to hold this close. And they had a few extra days to get ready for this. I know the Giants are coming off the bye, but they in turn too, the Texans got a little bit of a leeway because they played that Thursday night game. So I'm actually going to go ahead and I'm going to roll with the Texans on this one +4.5. I think they keep this closer. I think they make this a grimy type of game like they did against Philadelphia before Philadelphia's offense excelled because of their quarterback. This isn't the same quarterback in blue, so I think he can hurt you in some ways, but I think if the Texans can keep this kind of grimy, we're going to see them keep it close. Let's take the Texans +4.5. Now, this one, I've gone back and forth on this one because I'm pro Fields this week. I do think that he's going to have a very nice game. If those of you that follow the player prop stuff, you know that. I think he's in a good position. It's a good game, but on the same side, on the flip side of that, Detroit is in a pretty good position here too. Yes, they're going up against their foe. You know, they head-to-head, they have not won a lot. Chicago's won 4 out of the last 5 meetings, and they've actually covered in 4 of those 5 meetings. So this isn't a great look, but that Chicago's Bears defense is just not the same, right? A lot happened when they started moving their pieces. It's just not the same anymore. So I think Detroit truly does still have an opportunity to stay in this game. Even though Fields could make this a high scoring game, I think Detroit's offense can stay with this. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to roll with Detroit +3 this week. I know the numbers aren't really in my favor. It just feels like the perfect opportunity for a team that's trending up to catch a team that is still good, but they've lost a lot of games. And I think that you're going to see a high powered offense, maybe a little bit of a shootout back and forth. I'm not saying that I don't think that Chicago could potentially win this game, but it feels like it's going to be very close. 3, maybe you take Detroit at 3.5 if you can find that, or get your way there just because this could be that close. But so this week we're going to go with Green Bay +4.5, Tampa Bay -2.5, Houston Texans +4.5, Detroit Lions +3, maybe go 3.5 if you can get it or find it. That's going to do it for this week's NFL bets over here at the Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast. Appreciate all of you that have been listening. Please like, subscribe, rate, review, leave comments, all that good stuff, no matter where you're viewing this, whether that be on YouTube and or on your favorite podcast player. I appreciate you guys following along. And of course, I hope that you dominate your book this week.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime.
Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.